This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Enterprise Biz Bites. It is Thursday, the 10th of June. My name is Audrey Raj, and with me today is
Frida Liu, as always.
Yes, as always. Almost. But not tomorrow,
not
though.
Not tomorrow.
Right. Yeah. Well, before we get ahead of ourselves, on the show today, we are going to be talking about your love for WFH.
Right. Our question is, would you consider quitting your job if you had to go back to the office full time? Mm. So there's a poll happening on Twitter. The option is yes, work from home for life, and no, I don't mind, and others tell us why. Also, you can let us know via Instagram, also at BFM Radio. WhatsApp 018-789-8899.
I guess we're going to be talking about this throughout the show. We have a couple of stories, something closer to home, and also something, another case study abroad, and this case study is concerning Apple. But basically, we're talking about the feeling of, well, having to come back to the office, doing the 9 to 5 all over again every day of the week. Now, we are talking about this because, you know, with the COVID-19 pandemic receding, for every vaccine that that's administered, well, in the US at least, you know, the numbers there are going down. The push by some employers to get people back into the office is apparently clashing with workers who've now embraced remote work as the new normal.
Right. So while companies from Google to Ford Motor Company and Citigroup Inc. have promised greater flexibility, many chief executives have publicly extolled the importance of being in offices. Some have even lamented remote work, saying it diminishes collaboration and company culture. JP Morgan Chase & Co.'s Jamie Dimon said at a recent conference it doesn't work for those who want to hustle, but legions of employees aren't so sure about that. Legions! If anything, the past year has proved that lots of work can be done from anywhere without lengthy commutes on crowded trains or highways. And then, of course, some people have lingering worries about the virus and vaccine hesitant colleagues.
Yeah. Now, according to this article by The Verge, quotes a 33-year-old Portia Twid, who was interviewed by Bloomberg, and she said that some bosses, especially those of a generation less familiar with remote work, are eager to regain tight control of their minions. She said, they feel like we're not working if they can't see us. It's a boomer power play. When a recruiter approached her, Portia said that she would prefer something 100% remote, and they said that we can do that for you immediately. That's what the recruiter said.
According to an index of 10 metro areas compiled by security company Castle Systems, only 28% of US office workers are back at the buildings. Here's the most interesting bit. A May survey of 1,000 US adults showed that 39% would consider quitting if the employers weren't flexible about remote work. The generational difference is clear among millennials and Gen Z. That figure is 49%, according to the poll by Morning Consult on behalf of Bloomberg News.
That's 50%. Mm-hmm. 50%. Mm-hmm. Now, according to a Flex Jobs survey of more than 2,000 people, and this was released in April, the lack of commutes and cost savings are the top benefits of remote work. And more than a third of the respondents said that they save at least $5,000 per year by working remotely.
All right. Mm. Jimi Hendrix. Not the original Jimi Hendrix, but I think this is what the parents did. It's a 30-year-old software developer in the Netherlands quit his job in December as a web application company he worked for was gearing up to bring employees back to office in February. Now he does freelance work and helps his girlfriend grow her art business. He used to spend 2 hours each day commuting. Now the couple is considering selling the car and instead relying on bikes as they do in Holland. Mm. He says one of the main benefits of working from home is more control over his own time.
Yeah, but 2 hours each day commuting is, whoa.
But it's quite common here too, right? In the Klang Valley.
Yeah. Now, of course, not everyone has the flexibility to choose something like this, right? For the millions of frontline workers who stock the shelves of grocery stores, care for patients in hospitals and nursing homes, or drop off packages at people's doors, there are barely any alternative options to showing up to work in person. And in a January PwC survey of executives, fewer than one in five said that they want want to go back to pre-pandemic routines, but only 13% were prepared to let go of the office for good. Now, another person quoted in this article, Alison Green, founder of workplace advice website Ask a Manager, she said she's been contacted by many people with qualms about going back, citing concerns about unvaccinated colleagues and COVID precautions. Some have said that they're looking for jobs at companies they feel take the virus seriously or will let them work from anywhere.
And for Sarah Marie Martin, who lived in Manhattan and worked as a partner at Goldman Sachs Group when the pandemic hit, she said the months at home gave her time to redraw their blueprint of her life. She said, when you have this existential experience, you have time to step back and think. In my previous life, I didn't have time to get super deep and philosophical. This spring, Martin accepted a fully remote position as CFO of Yumi, which is a Los Angeles-based maker of baby food.
And then, of course, there's social media. 24-year-old Gene Garland saw two of his colleagues handing in resignation letters after his employer told people they needed to start coming in again. Garland decided to tweet about this, and hundreds of people responded with many outlining plans or at least hopes to leave their own jobs. Garland says he himself has no plans to quit, but empathized with those who do. He said working inside a building really does restrict time a lot more than you think. A lot of people are afraid of the cycle where you work and you work and you work and then you die.
on that note, okay, my thoughts on this, right? And I'm just looking at the culture bit, okay? If I look at all that, and if you've been working from home and never experienced working together, you don't understand the culture. I'm not saying it's not impossible virtually to develop ways to build that culture. And I think companies need to look at how you can do this in a hybrid way where you can develop the culture. I'm just looking at us, right? When we are working, you know, half the gang is at home, but we've had that relationship before.
Yes.
Right.
Yes,
so we had a relationship before, and now we just have to learn how to work online, offline, the week you're on. But we've had that relationship within the enterprise culture, right?
Yes.
So we had a culture of its own, and that would only have been established because we had worked together physically, right? I mean, then look at the interns that have come in, right? And it's so difficult to help them.
Yes.
To learn the ropes, and they're not obligated to turn up because of whatever, and they're not employees, right? So you feel like you're not giving them the best as well, right? Because they've never had the experience of being in the office, doing things in the office, meeting with all, you know, all the gang, right? And doing things, right? So this is where you have to think about culture, and then the solution then is how do you put that into a hybrid manner, right? In a hybrid manner, it's going to be a hybrid. People have experience working from home, and there are some jobs that doesn't allow you to work from home, like delivery and that sort of thing, right?
Yeah.
But for those of us who have, I think you need to be able to offer that hybrid in the future. So culture for me.
Yeah. So that's the other thing, right, with culture, because maybe the response to that would be like, why do we need to concern ourselves with culture when we're working from home? But culture, we spent the last few decades trying to emphasize the importance of culture in an organization. Right?
And culture is that whole spirit of innovation, the whole spirit of how the company is going. Whether you like or don't like an organization, culture plays an important role, right? If the culture doesn't fit you anymore, the culture, you know, whatever, right? You join an organization for the culture. Why do people join the Googles? Why do people join certain, you know, whatever, the JP Morgans? There is a culture they're attracted to. If you lose that culture, it's also the essence of the company you're joining, right?
Exactly.
So that's my take.
So we're asking you on the show today if you would consider quitting your job if you had to go back to the office full time. Why or why not? You know, in a perfect world, if you had the choice,
of course,
you didn't have financial constraints, you know, would you consider quitting your job if you were forced to go back to your 9 to 5 in that commute and all of that? Why or why not? 018-789-8899 is the number to reach us on WhatsApp, at BFM Radio, on Twitter and on Instagram. When we come back, we'll have an expert talk to us about, if this is really workable,
possible.
Why people are thinking this way. But for now, Frida, just for you, here's Jimi Hendrix, Purple Haze. You're listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Building first world Malaysians. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back. You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bites with Frida Liu and Audrey Raj. On the show today, we are asking you,
would you consider quitting your job if you had to go back to the office full time? Why or why not? So leading it, no, I don't mind at 60.4%, at 31.7%, yes, work from home for life, and others at 7.9%. Hybrid.
Over on Instagram, we have 74% who say no, 26% who say yes. Now, who better to talk to us about this story, about how some people are actually considering quitting their jobs, you know, when they've had to think about going back to work full-time. Right. Who better to speak to about this than someone who deals with employee experience on a day-to-day basis? So online with us right now, we have Celia Rasasegram, Chief Experience Officer at Kinla Employee Experience. Now, Celia, thanks for joining us. Now, off the bat, what are your thoughts on this article? You know, the idea that some people would outrightly just dump their jobs if it meant going back to the office full-time.
The data is glaring and it just can't be ignored, right? I did a poll on my LinkedIn. Would you consider resigning if your company didn't offer you a flexi or remote work arrangements post-pandemic? And only 28% said no. And, you know, this kind of data and the reasons why people want to work from home is very compelling and it's very real. I mean, just the work commute alone, it can, you know, literally suck the life out of your morning, right? Yeah. You're dealing with traffic, you're dealing with, road rage, accidents, bad weather. Sometimes you go in late for work, and in some companies, there are still consequences for being late for work. So your entire morning is stressed out. And I think people have found when they work from home, wow, you know, my morning is, happy, having more time for coffee or breakfast and easing into the workday. And the money savings is real.
Yeah.
The amount saved from travel, the amount saved on daycare in some cases, the amount saved on food maybe, that's additional money in your pocket.
Right.
I think overall, it's just a crazy empowerment that people now have on how they manage their own time and their own hours. And that's a feeling that's hard to deny or hard to say that it's wrong, right? I think people have found out that I am so much more than my job. I can find fulfillment in so many other areas, right? I'm a cook, I'm a painter, I'm a video content maker, right? I'm an even better father or even better mother. And they're no longer defined by just their work. And that is real meaningful fulfillment, right?
Yeah.
A lot of us also had our income affected. And I can, you know, you see it all the time. People have started home businesses, small businesses, started generating money from their hobbies. And I think that's brilliant. And I think a lot of people are happy with those results and they want to nurture their home business while working. And all those additional hours saved will allow them to do that. But also a key takeaway from the article is that it's quite focused on going back to work full time, just 5 days a week, back at the office, 8 hours a day. I most of us do love our colleagues. And we want to be with them, you know, some lunches, some happy hours. We enjoy that, right? But how many people want 0 days in the office? I'm not so sure. I read an article that said 51% want a blend of online and in person. And I think that's a happy medium.
Right. That hybrid model.
Right, right. So, Celia, are we going to see remote options available as a standard perk on job sites now? And does that add value to a company?
For sure, right? It's just how long and what's the adoption process for companies. I can remember even from like 20 years ago, a friend of mine joined a multinational company and they had all these options to work from home and it was so flexible and also envious. And this is 20 years ago. More recently, you've heard things like mental health days, wellness days. So there are companies that you are way advanced in this area, right? Automatic, I think the WordPress company, they've been on remote like always, right? Mm-hmm. They've always been working remotely. But companies really got to take it seriously, because if they want to attract and retain, and you know, I never believe in this word, employer's market, because talent is talent, right? Mm. And the fight for talent is very real and it's ongoing. I hire for some of my clients, so many of them, like super high percentage, as part of the interview process, have asked about flexi work arrangements. So companies have to start making those changes now, right? I recently did a survey, like last week, I did a leadership engagement survey for a company. And one of the questions I was asking was, what benefit in the company do you feel that you and your teammates value the most? And the highest percentage of answers was flexibility. So they, you know, companies, they have learned so much over this pandemic. COVID has been the catalyst for so many companies to change. So they shouldn't unlearn it, right? Some of them have already invested, whether it's laptops, communication tools, right? Accelerating their digitization plans. So don't undo all of that wonderful change and learnings that we have from this time. And, you know, taking advantage of that, right? There's a company last year that closed 2/3 of their floor space. Mm-hmm. They didn't downsize. They just downsized their workspace, not their headcount, right?
Right.
So they've learned efficiency and they've learned how they can save money and take advantage of how employees want more flexibility. But companies need to act now. If they really want to capitalize on this, if they really want value to be added to the company with this, they need to start the work right now. Their HR should already be working on what the flexibility arrangements, remote arrangements are going to be. While people are talking about it so actively, they need to include it in their job ads, in their culture from now, right? And they need to be talking to their employees about it now. Don't wait too late that the employees are not sure and might look for other options in between. And that's really how a company, I think, should handle this and attack this.
Hmm. Now, Celia, in this article that we mentioned earlier, the 33-year-old who quit her job explained that this return to work mindset, I mean, she explained that this return to work mindset by saying they feel like we're not working if they can't see us. It's a boomer power play. Now, what are your thoughts on this? You know, is this a generation divide?
So boomer power play is quite funny, right? I found that really funny. Personally, I don't think it is generational. I've had conversations with younger leaders who feel that it's not working, they're out of control, they can't have visibility or sight into what their teammates are doing, and they're stressed out about it. And I've had older people who think it's great, right? Who think that, wow, we should have done this 5 years ago. And are really enjoying leading their team remotely, engaging with their team, finding new ways to lead, new ways to connect. So I don't think it's generational. I do think it is two other factors, which is the industry and culture. So industry-wise, I think the more traditional industries, they might have a challenge with this. And then culture is the major factor, right? Companies that still expect employees to clock in and record their time. These companies actually value headcount versus productivity. And these companies typically would not have a great performance management process. So flexibility would mean that their managers no longer have any way to manage or review the employees. So I don't think it's generational.
Right. Yeah. You know, well, on the flip side, the article doesn't really highlight scenarios of people who don't have access to daycare for their kids or people living in big families like Audrey Raj. What are some things that might drive people to want to go back to the office instead?
Completely get this, right? I think we've all seen that meme, how not everyone is in the same boat.
Yeah.
So we are all in our different versions of what this pandemic is like for us and how we're experiencing it. So important to for all companies, leaders, to understand there is no one size fits all for this. And I love it. It's going to force companies to have deep, meaningful conversations with their employees on what they are facing at home, what challenges they have, and tailor-make solutions for each group of their employees. They'll probably be able to group the employees into different categories and formulate solutions based on that. I do understand that, I guess, the group that finds it toughest to work from home are probably parents with toddlers for very obvious, loud reasons. They, I guess, would be one of the first groups who would want to spend maybe a few days more a week in the office just for a quieter environment. I still don't think that they would want to work 100% from the office, but they may choose to be in the office more. You know, daycare is massively expensive. And if a family can save 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 from daycare, I think most parents would choose that option. It's also a lot of junior employees or employees that have just joined this year. I think they would feel that they're not as connected with their teammates or with their bosses as normally one would be, just because they don't have those networking options. And, well, for sure, some of them would be facing frustrations with their Wi-Fi for video calls.
Yes.
And I think that could be a good reason for wanting to be in the office too.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, Celia. So, finally, this debate of remote work versus working in office isn't going to end anytime soon. And tensions will rise as the pandemic reaches its end. What can management do to make sure everyone is happy? Is it even possible?
Now, such a thing.
Right, and is it safe to assume a work from home is never, ever going away?
Firstly, no company should start thinking about this only when the pandemic ends.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. It should be something that they are talking about now because their employees are talking about it. So they should figure out how to address it. I read this great article actually about the fear of losing 5 C's if employees work remote. And those 5 C's are loss of control, loss of culture, loss of collaboration, loss of contribution, and loss of connection, right? Now, addressing the 5 C's now is something management needs to do because all of these areas or all of these obstacles can be overcome with training, learning, tools, and the management of any company, leadership of a company needs to start thinking about that, addressing the 5 C's and plan from like now, right? Like today, how are we going to address it post-pandemic and communicate to all employees? Work from home is never going away. It is, I think it's great. A hybrid of working in the office and working remote is just what all of us need. You know, it's going to be better for our mental state, better for our families, better for the environment, right? Why not? Why should we give something good away?
Exactly. Thank you for that, Celia. That
right?
was
the five C's, right? And to start looking at these things now, you know, not when the pandemic ends, right? And start looking at where it is. And the 5 C's really resonate with me.
Definitely. That, of course, was Celia Rasasegram, Chief Experience Officer at Kindler Employee Experience. Now, I totally feel exactly whatever she's saying, right? Yeah, it rings true. And also the part, you know, that...
The toddler part?
Not just that part. But I'm talking about for those who are starting a new job,
yeah,
right? And to do it during this time where you're completely work from home, it can pose so many challenges. I was just talking to my cousin last week and he just started a new job and he said that he did the interview process on online and then they grabbed over his office laptop and that was it. And every time he has a question, he doesn't know who to ask,
right?
Because he only knows, say, two or three of his teammates, right, and maybe his supervisor, and he can't be going to his supervisor for everything. And the others have also only started like during
that same period,
this over this pandemic as well. And so there's that struggle, and sometimes some people they unless you can see them and you can see that they are feeling uncomfortable, they're not going to put their hand up and say, I need help with this, you know. So what do you do then? Do you just keep quiet until your supervisor comes and says, how are you doing with this? And how often, you don't want to micromanage your employees as well, your staff as well, and keep asking them how they're doing, right? So he says it's been a bit of a struggle.
Right.
And of course, this, and he doesn't understand how the company works as well, you know, what the culture is like, what it's going to be like in the long run. So he doesn't know how invested he is in the company. And, you know, and that will affect how long you see yourself in the company as well, right? So many challenges, and it all depends on which boat you're in, I guess, you know?
And you know, so we have to think about it right now again, you know, for companies, business owners and all that, and think of a way of making it hybrid. Yes, I still think it's important, right? Whether you catch up physically or find a way that on Zoom that you're able to build that, right? You know, whether it's a case of, okay, this week we're going to meet different people from the organization and get to know them, you know, that kind of thing. And it's a conscious effort where you meet people on Zoom from different departments which you would normally not work with, but in the future you might want to work with them or connect with them, that sort of thing. So for me, like when she was talking about how people don't like the stresses of travel and all that, and that was something, you know, for 20 years I have never worked anywhere less than 5 kilometers, more than 5 kilometers away.
You're lucky, Frida.
It was a conscious choice.
Right.
Right?
No, but then again, I guess what's important, the takeaway from this is that organizations should be having a discussion about this right now.
Yeah.
You know, not if you're still thinking that things can go back to normal, when things go back to normal, it's not going to be the case because your employees have different expectations.
Yes.
So,
yes,
you know, you're going to need to have a discussion about what you're going to do about that. We are asking you on the show today,
would you consider quitting your job if you had to go back to the office full time, take part? And the poll is still ongoing. We'll get to have a look at the results to date after this.
Right. For now, here's Electric Light Orchestra with Rock and Roll is King. You're listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Bring forth Malaysia. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back. You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes with Frida Liu and Audrey Raj. On the show today, we are talking about working from home forever.
Yes. Would you consider quitting your job if you had to go back to the office full time? So at about 60%, no, I don't mind coming back to the office. At 30%, yes, work from home for life, and others at about 8.2%.
Over on Instagram, we have 74% who say no, they wouldn't quit their job. They'd go back to, you know, office full time. And the rest are
so
for...
So it's about 30% for both sides, right?
Yeah. Now, we're talking about this because we found an article with plenty of stats from different surveys talking about how, especially for those in the millennial and Gen Z gang, that up to 50% would rather quit their job than go back to the office full time. Now, you know, this, of course, before the break, when we discussed this story, we quoted a lot of people who were in the States, you know, where the cases are coming down and they're potentially being called back to the office.
And it's a more developed country.
Yeah.
Right?
But then again, you know, you might think, oh, it's not the same here. You know, we're still going through our MCO and, you know, Asia, the situation is different, but...
You're proving me wrong.
So the 2021 EY Work Reimagine Employees Survey recently surveyed more than 16,000 employees across 16 countries. The survey explored how organizations and their employees feel about new challenges to work that arose from the pandemic, such as remote working, changes to organizational culture, and the future of office. And...
The survey.
There's
so,
more.
Yeah, the survey. So one of the largest global surveys of its kind, canvassed the views of more than 16,000 employees, as you mentioned, right? Mm. Here's some of the official Asia Pacific insights. More than half, that's 54% of employees surveyed in the Asia Pacific, are likely to quit their current role post-pandemic. Mm. Wow, same, huh? If they are not offered continued flexibility in where and when they work. Although currently limited by the pandemic, movement of talent can still be seen. However, different discussions are now taking place around the attractiveness of companies based on how they responded to the pandemic. Yeah. Flexibility is a factor that many job seekers would not have considered a couple of years ago, but is now an important element for talent when seeking new roles. The same survey showed that if given a choice between flexibility in work location and work hours, 87% of employees in Asia Pacific prefer flexibility in when they work, while 88% would like flexibility in where they work. Yeah. Even so, most expect a full return to office after the pandemic. In countries like China and Japan, there is more of an in-office culture where face-to-face interactions are valued. Almost half, 48% of employees globally and in the Asia-Pacific region say that their organizational culture has changed and improved over the course of the COVID-19 pandemic. However, around one-third, 31%, believe it has worsened. Mm. In addition to better technology in the office, employees are calling for companies to invest in at-home technology for greater productivity when working remotely. Almost half say they want companies to upgrade at-home hardware, for example, extra monitors and headsets. Yes, please. Mm. And almost the same proportion, 47%, would like reimbursement for internet and phone expenses.
Now, that's all well and good. And Stephen Koss, EY's Asia-Pacific Workforce Advisory Leader, had this to say about the survey findings. He said, the next frontier is a hybrid working model, and there are many organizations struggling with this. Our survey shows how important it is now for companies to get this right. In some cases, a new deal will need to be formed between employers and employees around the ongoing expectations around flexibility and requirements for work. He also said the changes companies will make from hybrid working and the degree of flexibility offered to employees will help to define their employment brand for years to come. Mm. This will impact their ability to source and retain talent. He said employees are continually evaluating the attractiveness of employers based on how they respond to the pandemic and their role in promoting well-being. Employees respond best when leaders demonstrate their own humanity by being empathetic and demonstrating care for their people. And, you know, this is a big one. We're finding a lack of common understanding of the term flexibility used in organizations. He said, keeping our focus on what humans need to perform at their best and taking a more empathetic approach will help improve the well-being of staff and productivity. It will also enable companies to define the organizational changes to strengthen resilience and improve performance across the enterprise.
Empathetic.
Yes, that is the key word.
That is the key word, right? And understanding that. And then just looking at this survey as well, right? Like China and Japan prefer the in-office culture. And you have to understand where they're coming from. I was just talking to a friend in Hong Kong. He says, Hong Kong people want to go to office because their homes are shoe boxes.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Right? So it is an escape to go to the office rather than be at home.
Box in the sky. Mm. Now, we are asking you if you would consider quitting your job if you had to go back to the office full time. Why or why not? Frida, shall we read a couple of messages on Twitter?
All right. So from Nya or Forever Fopa, I won't go back to work from office if possible. Work from home is the future, but I can't quit my job. Alas, so pray for hybrid 80-20 perhaps.
80-20, yeah, okay.
Shamil Razak says, as a single man who got nothing at home except for Netflix and instant noodles, I'd rather go back to the office daily.
I know some people would be happy with Netflix and instant noodles.
Names will be mentioned, like Arvind Yuvaraj. Oh, but he's not a single man. But there's Netflix. Benjamin here says, only a few sectors maybe can move towards it, but human behavior are indisciplined for a work from home type. Only a few can really be productive.
But that's also how you measure productivity. Right.
And I feel that, you know, when you're like, people say that they're business owners and everything, and then when you've got a goal, right, you will work.
Yeah.
You know, and you have to feed yourself, you will work, right? So, yeah. And okay, this is Chao Pong says, BFM reimbursement of internet fee and extra monitors for home. That is what my company is giving. Very good for you.
Good for you, Chao Pong. Yeah. Ah. All right. Well, you have about 13 minutes to get in on the conversation. Would you consider quitting your job if you had to go back to the office full time? Why or why not? 018-789-8899 is the number to reach us on WhatsApp. You can also reach us on Twitter and on Instagram. At BFM Radio is our handle. When we come back, we'll talk about how Apple employees are resisting full time office work. All that and more happening on Enterprise BizBytes, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.